This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We welcome Drew Early to the program. Thank you for your patience today. We've been backed up, and we appreciate you being with us. How are things at Decatur Memorial and your reaction to the announcement yesterday, although not a surprise, that on Friday we enter Tier 3 mitigations?
Yeah, I think we all kind of saw this coming. It wasn't a surprise, but you know, it's time for us to really buckle down and try to do the right thing. You know, none of us like these restrictions. These aren't fun for any of us, but the reality here is that this virus is here and it's putting an incredible strain on our community, you know, locally and regionally. And you know, recently Memorial Health System started putting out a daily dashboard that really, you know, lays bare what we're actually seeing, and as your listeners can go out onto the website and take a look at what our volume is, when Decatur Memorial's got somewhere between 25% and 35% of our inpatients are COVID positive, that's very, very real, and that's putting tremendous strain on the system.
Drew, I want to point out there are some people that have been confused by this. When the crisis communications team puts out the daily numbers and they say the amount of people that are hospitalized, that is only counting Macon County residents. And so hospitalizations, the number is actually larger because if you live in Sullivan or Bethany, you end up at the DMH. Those people are not being counted in that daily number from the Macon County Health Department.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've got to be careful that we know what numbers we're looking at. But when we're communicating, it's really what are we seeing here at the Decatur Memorial Hospital as well as across the other hospitals of Memorial Health System. And those patients come from all over the place. And we are very fortunate here in Decatur to have a really robust healthcare system that has the specialties and the physicians to care for pretty complicated patients. So patients come from all over the region to get care at DMH. So our numbers reflect what we are actually seeing here today
okay.
At Decatur Memorial Hospital.
So among the organizations coming out and reacting to the governor's Tier 3 mitigations, the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, the Illinois Manufacturing Association, but a lot of health organizations, the Illinois Health and Hospital Association, what is that specifically?
Yeah, so the Health and Hospital Association is really our legislative group that comes together to represent hospitals and healthcare across the state, and really that's the body that really brings all the hospitals together. And we've been working very closely with the governor's office to strike the right balance here, both for the community as well as for hospitals, because you know when we shut down in the spring and people really stayed away, that was a tough message, because that we've talked about so many times, people are still having heart attacks, they're still having strokes, cancer didn't go away. So we've got to make sure that we're preserving the capacity of the hospitals to take care of those other things that aren't going away, and we want to make sure we're here for the community when they need us, whether it's for COVID or it's something else.
Also backing this measure, the Illinois Nurses Association, the Illinois Primary Health Care Association, and the list goes on and on and on. Yet I watched person after person get up at the city council meeting on Monday night when they were passing the fines for not wearing a mask and saying medical opinions vary.
Yeah, they don't. You know, and it's very clear that the science on this is very clear. Wearing a mask works. Social distancing works. Washing your hands works. These things are very simple steps. Is wearing a mask fun? No, I wouldn't sign up to do it every day, but I do. But it makes a big difference. And, you know, everybody, you talk about it. This is a public health measure, and public health is not about me. It's about we. And how do we continue to drive this disease prevalence down in our community? Because it's hitting our residents, and it's hitting our neighbors and our friends, and if it's not hitting them, those same neighbors and friends are the ones that are taking care of these tremendous loads of patients in the hospital. You know, these healthcare workers, these are the same people that you'd see, you know, at church or out at a restaurant or at your kid's t-ball game. These are our friends and our neighbors and our family that are taking care of this community in a really challenging time. So if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for those people. It's time to stand with healthcare workers and help them, and we can all do our part.
The Illinois Association of Medicaid Health Plans. I mean, the list goes on and on of people supporting these mitigation efforts. How concerned are you, just the logistics that are involved? It literally is a math equation. If people get exposed and then you have to have people quarantined, we know there's a shortage in nursing, overall in this country. How quickly can this turn into a very, very, very serious problem for our entire community, but starting right at Memorial Hospital?
Yeah, This is a serious problem now on a daily basis. We're really having to actively manage, how are we managing the patients that are coming in the organization? How are we dealing with our own staff that are getting exposed in our quarantine? So it is a real, real challenge. And again, the science on this is clear. If we take these steps, we can drive these numbers down and we can give ourselves a chance to regroup. But it's going to take all of us. And, the good news here, there's some vaccines on the horizon. Now, are those going to be here and available next week? No, absolutely not. But until they are, we've got to take these steps.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about, we know on your dashboard the number of people who are hospitalized with COVID. And for far too long, in the 8 months, 9 months we've been dealing with this, people seem to sort of put this into one of two categories. Either you get this and you're fine, or you get this and you die. And the only people that die are people in their 80s and 90s and 100s. There's a lot of in between those two choices.
There absolutely is. And certainly the old and infirmed, people with other, comorbidities and other illnesses, certainly going to hurt, more severely, and the challenges that they're going to have are different. However, we're seeing people, in their 40s, in their 50s that are really, really sick. And if they don't die, there are some people that are going to deal with long-term health challenges as a result of this. So it is very real, and it is not just hitting the sick, and it is not just hitting the old. We're seeing it very clearly. There's some new data that came out about a week ago, and it shows, that men are more susceptible to severe illness, and we're seeing that here. So this is real. This is not just someone else. It's not happening in another country or another state or another city. It's happening here, and we need to take control of this.
Drew, if people need to see their doctor, if they need to come to the campus, you guys are doing this in a very safe way. Tell me about that. I mean, maybe you put aside some moderate stuff at this point, but as you said, people still have heart disease, they still have diabetes, they still have cancer. It's still safe to come to Decatur Memorial Hospital.
Absolutely. So the first thing is, if you've got something going on, talk to your doctor. If it's an emergency, our emergency room is always open and is ready to safely take care of you, whatever the issue is. So that is first and foremost. We have taken a number of steps to keep all of our facilities safe. We're screening, have been screening since the early days of this and our response in March and April. We're screening everyone that comes into our campuses, into our buildings. That includes staff, physicians, as well as visitors. We are limiting visitors, and that's an unfortunate step we had to take. But given the disease prevalence, in order to protect our staff and protect our patients, that was a move we needed to make. But we did this all so that we can maintain services and get our community, get the people of Decatur and Macon County and surrounding counties the services and the care that they need most when they need it.
Drew, keep up the great work. Please pass along our gratitude to all of the folks who are working on these front lines in such a dangerous time. Drew Early from Decatur Memorial Hospital.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.